Yeah, the agenda, right?
Yes.
Okay.
State of the voting. Okay, so we are calling to order this committee meeting on August 12th at 2:03 p.m. And so do we have any public comments? We don't receive anything. No. Okay. So we'll move on to item three, the action and discussion item. We consider adjustments to the fiscal year 26-27 salary schedule and job descriptions and organizational chart.
I'll lead in for Brandon, but this kind of is a change that we're proposing, and it's part of the department that he oversees. So he'll be giving that staff report. We don't have a presentation today, but we thought the staff report was pretty detailed and the attachments therein are pretty detailed. So I'll have him kind of run through those proposed changes, and then if the committee members have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them. And we'll kind of discuss next steps after all of that. With that, so.
Thank you and good afternoon. It's this one we feel like we're excited about it. These changes have been a long time coming. What we're trying to accomplish really is a couple of things. We saw the need to create the water systems operations supervisor position because previously a lot of these duties were being handled by just the senior operator position. And this is a very, very important position. This is somebody that's really taking charge of the production and distribution system, our water quality, and overseeing the day-to-day operations of that therein. And, something that, didn't really dial in on is the importance of somebody that's there, that's fully vested, that is overseeing operational efficiency and the efficiency of the crew that works beneath them. And as a senior system operator, just really didn't have the teeth that it needed to really execute that position the way it should be done. So with the creation of the new supervisor position, what we didn't want to do was limit the personnel that we currently have. We didn't want to limit their ability to grow into more of a senior role, and we want to foster that development and then have someone in place to where, when the supervisor does go on leave or, if they're out for any extended reason, that senior operator can step up and take on those roles and kind of have a seamless transition while the supervisor's out. Also, what this does is it takes a little of the span of control from direct span of control from Miguel and allows him to focus on bigger picture things instead of being in the weeds all the time with every little thing that's happening in the production and treatment systems. So what we wanted to do is create that designation level there with the supervisor. Also, give our current production operators, treatment operators, the ability to grow. Currently, we don't have anyone that fits the bill for either one of these positions, but we want them to be able to grow into them. So with that, the changing of the senior operator 1-2, changing that to just the single senior operator position, because a lot of the core duties are moved over to the new supervisor position. We just see it as allows for a lot of still allows for growth, but still gives somebody the full entitlement justification for this supervisor position. Why we kept it. We want that supervisor to have the ability to write reviews. We want them to be able to deliver disciplinary actions. I want to develop this position into, a full manager ready level staff. And this, I think that this with these changes, it gives us the ability to do that.
So with that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if that person would be writing the reviews, then Miguel would be writing that person's reviews.
Yeah.
Then,
Yes.
yeah. Can I just jump in really fast, Brandon? Yeah.
Sure.
So Miguel, so we have three directors, right? Director of operations, director of engineering, director of finance. So Miguel, director level, oversees the largest department here at the district. Under him is about 18 people, right? So it's his responsibility to write 18 separate reviews every single year. Very burdensome. And to Brandon's point, we're trying, as this district is growing and we're looking 5, 10, 15 years ahead, we want Miguel to focus on more bigger picture options. But when he has to do 18 reviews on a yearly basis, that becomes tedious. So what we want to do is similar to the logic that we installed last year when we did this utility field supervisor. So now this is Marcos. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Marcos. So he's the middle guy between Miguel and the guys on the maintenance side, right? And then on the operation side, there is three guys currently underneath, I guess Miguel on that position. So what this will essentially do is this will take the onus off of Miguel to oversee the every function and allow the supervisor to directly oversee the operators. And then this supervisor would write reviews. So that's kind of our thought there. So again, Miguel has a super important role overseeing all the guys, 18 different personalities. We think by implementing the supervisor position, that takes the responsibility of three to four guys off of Miguel to focus on more bigger picture stuff for the district. So this is part of the agenda packet. This is our proposed org chart. So the only difference here is before it didn't have this, and now we have this Wadham Systems operations supervisor. Okay.
I mean, after this, I mean, I think that just obviously there's the change in the org chart, the change in the salary structure, and then with your guys's blessing, we would hope that you would recommend this go before the full board.
Can you pull that up again? Sorry. Sorry. Let me try and do this one more time.
Yeah.
So, like Brandon is saying, we're trying to accomplish two things, but all within the same department, right? So you just focus your attention to this part. We want to create the supervisor position that is not in the union. We don't want them in the union, nor would the union want this position in the union because they would discipline employees, right? And usually the union doesn't like it when a union employee disciplines another union employee. And they would write reviews. So that's one aspect. The second aspect is to take what we used to call senior operator one and senior operator two and merge them into a single senior operator class. Very similar logic to what we did last summer when we used to have a utility senior one and the utility senior two. Now there's just a singular utility crew leader. So the logic is very similar to what we accomplished on the maintenance side last year. And then another big component of what we're trying to accomplish is we're not trying to ha add headcount at this moment in time. What we're trying to do is create this new position, fill it. This would be our chief plant operator. And then to Brandon's point, allow the senior role to remain open to allow organic growth from below to rise up.
So you're not looking at an outcome candidate?
For the supervisor, yes, based upon the experience that we're requiring and the certification, we don't think any of our existing staff could fit that. And we need somebody that, again, is a chief plant operator, but we would allow the senior role to allow for organic growth from below.
The utility field supervisor, was that something like from our, or do we hire out
That was internal.
internal?
Yeah, and the difference is that position is still in the union, doesn't write reviews just yet, and doesn't deliver disciplinary action. That was one of the, it's actually, it's, they're still part of the union, and it's a good position to still be in the field. So they're still in the field working. They have the ability to be out there with the crew on a daily basis. And at the time, the union didn't want them writing reviews and delivering disciplinary actions. So we made that concession at the time. In the future, I think we may veer off from that, hopefully in the next couple of years, as the position develops with the personnel that we have. And we'll get the, that will change.
So right now we don't have anybody in the position of senior op system operator or senior system operator one and two.
Yeah, the senior operator was vacated back in May.
And senior operators one, two, if no one's in there.
No.
Okay.
And we don't have for the in the inner operations staff, I can't say that they weren't shown the development probably that they should have, and they were kind of just they weren't giving the ability to grow. So there's a stunt of growth there. And so that's why we want to give them the ability to, when they get to the operator two level and they've been there for a couple of years, they're topped out in their salary and they've demonstrated that they can handle the senior position. We're more than happy to say, hey, you've shown this. We give you some kind of internal, test. And we say, yeah, you're ready for it. And then we can go ahead and give that position to one of them.
So we've already tested out last year the utility field supervisor to hire within. We're kind of veering off the model because we kind of want to test it out without the union involved.
Yeah, and our team is, we're gonna fly it. I mean, internally, externally, they're more than welcome to apply. And if anybody from our team wants to apply for that job, I'm gonna give them an interview. There's no doubt about it. They will get the opportunity to interview. I all want them to have that experience and come away from it and be able to ask, hey, what can I do to make myself ready for this in the future? Because I want everybody to apply.
So I think, honestly, I think this is good. And so it's kind of doing more of an executive team, right? Like an extension of the executive team. If they're not part of the union.
Probably be mid-level management, you might
Yeah.
call it. Yeah. I would consider the executive team to be the three directors, then Brandon and myself. So I would consider this more mid-level management. So they would have added responsibilities when it comes to supervision, disciplinary action, and writing reviews.
And actually, like water responsibility with as we report our water quality and our water production to the state every month, that chief plant operator designation takes on that responsibility. It's a very, very big responsibility. And so it's nothing to shy away from, but that's a very big responsibility. And we feel like, with that should come the reviews, should come the overseeing of the people that work under them.
And just from an administrative standpoint, so this is something that requires what's called a meet and confer with the union. So back in end of July, we sent kind of all these documents to the union. We sat down with them last Tuesday, right? We answered some of their preliminary questions. We got decent feedback or good feedback at the time. So tonight, I had in the staff report, I think they're going to look at it. Oh, I did make that change in time, right? So the union's going to meet in here tonight at 5 to consider this proposal. I don't anticipate any issues. What essentially we'll have to do is sign what's called a side letter of agreement to our existing MOU that was drafted by our labor attorney. I think that's included in here as one of the attachments. Yeah. So I don't anticipate that being an issue. So then the plan and what our recommendation is if the committee concurs, is to get this on the August 20th agenda. And then the only other thing I wanted to add from a budgetary standpoint, so as Brandon mentioned, we've actually been down a staff member in that department going back to May. So the supervisor position does have a higher pay range, but we think the offset of being down a staff member over the last 3 months will offset the added salary that we will pick up because this process, I mean, if the board was to approve this October 20th, we need to find a great candidate. It's going to take us at least a month plus to do the solicitation process, do the recruiting process, do the interview process. I mean, best case scenario, we're looking at maybe October, November. So then that's 5 months of being down that salary. So we think from a budgetary standpoint, it's like kind of a net neutral. If anything, we think that we'll probably still be kind of in the red, even with hiring a position at a higher pay scale. So those are just two other context items I wanted to provide.
There is some cost to recruiting, isn't there? If you use.
Do we still use the platforms where
We
we
do.
okay, I think that's $300 posting.
Well, I'm pretty sure some of those things.
Yeah.
So there's a cost to recruit,
But it's
correct?
not comparable really to what the salary would be. So,
No, it's
yeah.
negligible. Yeah. So we don't use a headhunter. So if you're talking about like a headhunter where they get paid like a percentage of that person's salary, no. We fly it, we pay a base rate when it comes to posting it on the normal industry related publications. And then obviously, geographical word of mouth and pointed solicitation happens as well. That's just what we do in this geographical region. So.
And if you look, I think the way that we structured the salary structure is it's 10% more than the current utility field supervisor position. And I think you definitely get what you pay for. This supervisor position, there's it's multifaceted. So to find somebody that has experience with water quality, experience with water treatment, experience with water production and managing all those systems, it's kind of a unicorn, right? And it's to find somebody that has all those things and those expertise is it's worth every penny of what we're proposing.
So really, really fast. So there's six attachments. The first one is the red line copy of the existing job description. Very minimal changes. The bulk of the changes are basically just the consolidation of the senior one and the two. We actually reduced to the certification requirements. So again, to Brandon's point, we do prefer organic growth from below. So we reduced the certification requirements in the senior position, which should allow, I want to say easier because the guys have to still prove it, right? They still have to show up. They still have to prove to us that they're understanding what they're doing. But the barrier to entry is a little bit reduced. So there's that, the water system operations supervisor. That's the brand new job. I talked about the side letter of agreement. We have the current org chart versus the draft org chart, and then the amended salary schedule. So those are the six different attachments.
I think a lot of too. I mean, you used to be able to show up, have a pulse, and when you got to the top of your scale as an operator one, they would put you in the operator two scale. We don't work like that anymore. We make sure that you meet all the qualifications, that you show that you're competent, that you're understanding everything, and that you're a good part of the team before you ever even get to the two. Right. So then you're the two. And then the same thing goes with the senior and this, I mean, obviously the supervisor.
Right. One of my first concerns was we're not taking away a career path. They have a way to advance in their position.
Definitely. I mean,
We
we're
are,
adding.
yeah, we're consolidating a lead that is more like industry standards and is something that we accomplish on the distribution side, right? So, no, we're not taking away a career path, not in our opinion, though.
Yeah, that's.
I want, and we want you to feel like we want you to know that for me, this is going to be for us, this is evolutionary. We're going to keep evolving. And these, we don't want to put limits on what these positions can do. If someone's displaying, hey, this is a, they're going above and beyond, they're doing more and they're deserving of these other things. We're not opposed to being creative and saying, hey, we'll create positions to help facilitate keeping people here because it's worth it. We want to keep that knowledge around. We want to keep good people here. And this isn't the end of the road. I hope that we do this once or twice a year. Honestly, I know Brian probably doesn't want to, but I want to. Because if the people are there, they're showing the interest, they're doing these things. I don't want to put limits on people.
Did you have more on your presentation
No, ma'am.
or you got that?
No, I'm just wondering how the meeting's going to go later today, if the union would actually approve removing two positions that are union.
Well, one is not the union. And we created the supervisor position based upon conversations we had with the union, right? They don't want, because like I said, Miguel currently writes 18 reviews. We needed that buffer for him. We needed somebody, and it's tough for Miguel too, because he writes reviews. So he needs to, I mean, he can't handhold these guys 40 hours a week, right? To have observations. Could A good review is based upon specific observations that you provide to your employees. You can't just give them general statements like you're doing okay, you're not doing okay. You need to have specific examples. And it's tough for Miguel because he has his own job to sit there and observe all of these different guys. So creating the supervisor position will free up, the responsibility for four or five guys. Plus, this guy will have the certifications specifically related to water quality, which Miguel has, but this is a kind of a level of expertise. This will become the chief plant operator. This guy or gal will represent Rubidoux in front of the state, the regulatory bodies, which is very important as the district is evolving and growing, and we're trying to position ourselves as a leader in the industry and in the region. We need somebody that kind of has the professionalism, has the expertise, has a knowledge base to represent the district well.
Well, and I think it's wise really to bring somebody in from outside of the organization in that particular position. It would be hard, I think, for somebody that's already here to remove themselves from the union and then become a supervisor to the people that he's worked with.
It's happened. Martha has been at the union for a long, long time, and when she got promoted to the manager of customer service, that's a position that's not in the union. It's happened, but we think with the experience and the certification requirements of the supervisor position, it's most likely best suited for an outside candidate. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So
Wow.
what we're looking for is basically a recommend, or if we look at the recommendation on the last page, it's basically to accept all these things at the committee level and then to agendize all this same information and content for next Thursday's board meeting for full board approval.
Okay. And does that have to be a motion, or is it just we're in agreement, or?
We've traditionally just done the motion and the second and the two-person vote. So,
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation as listed. Second. We have a motion and a second. I think we're all in favor. So then, will we be giving a report at that meeting on this committee meeting, or will?
What I'll probably do is say we had a committee meeting last Wednesday. The subject matter is an item that's already on tonight's agenda, and I'll name the item, and then we'll just talk about it
And then the
then. Yeah.
committee approved the recommendation. Yeah.
As far as item four, I guess since we have you here, I just want to get a couple of other things kind of on your radar as it relates to personnel items. We are going through the process of changing our 457 plan, right? So Kirk and I are working through that with our plan provider. We have a very outdated product, and the advisor fees are more than what we think we can get on the open market today. So you may see that coming before you shortly. We're working to change our 457 plan. Open enrollment is right around the corner. This is typically the time of year where we notify the employees of what the new premium amounts are going to be. And, per the MOU, we contribute a certain dollar amount to every employee. We've done the calculations that premiums will exceed the amount we contribute to the employees. I dare say they will be writing a letter to the board asking for an increase there. And then to Brandon's point, we're adding a lot of new connections to the district. I have Miguel looking into the last time we added an FTE, right? So we've been changing positions, but we haven't really added FTEs to the maintenance side for a number of years. So we're looking into that too. So that would be something that's, different. We would be actually be adding an extra body to the district's full-time equivalent employees. So those are things over the next couple of months the personnel and the full board may see as it relates to personnel. In addition to the MOU expires next June, which seems like a long time away, but this is about the time of year where we start that planning process at the staff level. So I'll be working with the union to accomplish that. I like to be proactive. I like to get it done so we're not up to the 11th hour trying to figure things out. And that's four updates there.
Do you have an idea of what the increase in the cost of the benefits will be? Oh.
We do know that. We can, I can share with you the memo that we provided to staff if that's helpful.
Well, I'm just, it was a kind of in the same vein as last year,
You know, I think
that's
I do have a committed to memory because this is such an important topic. So last year, if you had a family plan, so our baseline is always Kaiser, right? 80% of our employees on our health insurance have Kaiser. So over the years, that has become like our benchmark for how we do our analysis. So in calendar year 2026, if you had a family plan Kaiser and a family plan dental, your monthly out of pocket was $63 per month, right? So that's 700 bucks a year, right? With the way that it increases in 2027, that 63 goes up to 98 based upon math alone if the board chooses to do nothing. That's $35. So that's an extra 400 bucks a month per employee. I just want to get out ahead of it because it's one of those things where I've been doing this long enough to know that the employees are going to come back and ask for this. So I'd rather get it on your radar sooner rather than later. So basically, if the board chooses to do nothing, the increase in the out-of-pocket to the employee is $35 per month if you have the family plans. Again, not all employees have family plans, but most of them do.
They didn't know how cheap that
It's,
is.
you know
You'd be
what, it's a
surprised.
great benefit considering that we contribute $2,673 for every full-time employee. You times that by 12, it's $30,000 a year. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I come from public accounting when I would have to pay 600, 700 bucks a month for health insurance. It's all relative. You know, these employees that have been working here a long time, they're used to medical being covered. Yeah, I get it. Ultimately, my responsibility is looking at the budget, seeing what that extended cost looks like, because it's one of those things where once the board accepts an increase one year, well, there's really no going backwards. So it kind of just compounds year over year, which is difficult and something that, you know, as you know, customers of Rubidoux, you have to consider because when we increase contribution amounts, ultimately that gets folded into increased rates over the years. So, you know, there's a lot of juggling pieces to all of that.
Yeah, too. And if we just give in, then the next year, what
It's
else are you
never
going to
going to
give?
end.
Yeah, it never ends. And then pretty soon they're only going to show up to work one day a week.
Well,
And
yeah,
they're going to,
they're
you
making
know.
a play to make the work week down to 32 hours a week. That'd be interesting. So I sorry, I don't want to get off topic here, but again, since I had you here, those are kind of personal things that over the next 1 to 5 months might be other things the committee and the board may be considering. So.
I also too like the, some of the things that we're doing that will affect the personnel operationally anyways, the things that we're talking about doing like buying a hydro excavator truck that will lessen the labor that it takes to do the things that we do on a daily basis, that's going to be big. That's going to be big. So instead of just going out and adding employees, we're looking at a way to do things smarter instead of working harder. And so there's a couple of different, you know, things we have up our sleeves, the AMI coming in with all the new meters getting replaced, that's going to free up a lot of the time from the distribution system, giving them back more time to work on services and main lines and things like that. So I think with the culmination of all of those things, we're going to be looking pretty good come the springtime if we're just going to, if we add maybe a single employee that we're looking at now, currently that we're looking at now.
So exciting times ahead. So obviously, you know, as Director Altamirano noted last week, you know, the district at Hoopa Valley, they're pushing dirt around. That's 1,200 new connections. You know, Now, think about we our service area doesn't seem big, but 7,000 connections covered by 18 people, 15 people, kind of a lot. And when you have a lot of our infrastructure that's 50, 60, 70 years old, like with each passing day, it's more susceptible to break, right? And without adding new maintenance guys over the years, it really stretches our guys thin. So we understand that, we recognize that. It's our responsibility to think of the future, future growth, future planning in the district. So, I kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, kind of see what we're mulling over at the staff level on the personnel side. So, sorry, we I think we hijacked the meeting with other stuff,
That's
but it's
okay.
all related to personnel.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I'm good. Okay. So if that's it, we can adjourn
Sure
at
can.
2:33. So Ross just let me know they're changing our meter right now at my house.
Oh, really?
Said